Good.
Bobby, you ever called defenses against Todd Haley on the other side?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen him there, and of course, I didn't call a defense. We played him at the Jets when he was here at Kansas City, and that. So, you know, we've dealt with Todd before. You know, as Arizona when he was the offensive coordinator, and then once I think maybe twice when he was here at Kansas City. So, you know, he's obviously done a great job because they got a really high powered offense that's. Really moving right now, and you know, they have tremendous balance, you know, between the running and passing game, and you know, you got, you know, Bell, Brown, and Ben, you know, all the bees, and they're a problem. You know, I mean, they're all individually very talented, and collectively they're working really well together, and I think complementing each other very well.
Then Antonio Brown is so good at the double move, and Ben Roethlisberger, who can basically pump fake with one arm. Is that a unique problem to Pittsburgh that you're going to have to deal with?
Well, I mean, I think you know, a lot of teams do that. I think, you know, like anything, I think when you have outstanding players doing a particular play or whatever it is, it becomes even more troublesome on defense, and your margin for error is very minimal, you know, because one, this is obviously from being the most targeted to the most catches in the NFL to a quarterback that's close to 70% completion. You know, you can't make very many mistakes without paying a pretty heavy price. So, you know, we're going to have to be on top of our game. It's going to demand a lot of different people to work on these guys. And like I said, if it was only one thing we had to worry about, it'd be a lot easier. But unfortunately, we got, you know, several things here that are going on at once.
What are some of Jamel Fleming's strengths?
Well, I think he's, you know, I think he's a very physical player. You know, he's very strong. He's aggressive. You know, he can battle you in the air. You know, and you know, maintain his presence on the receiver. I think those are probably the things that you know, impress me right now about him.
Did you get a look at him before Doris brought him in?
No, I did not, personally, no.
So really your first experience with him was here?
Right, it was here, yeah.
Did it take a while for you to kind of see him?
Well, you know from his body type what he looks like, he's going to be, you think he might be a physical guy, you know, he's strong, he's, you know, he's fairly thick guy, you know, but still has good movement, so That has proven out over the course of time.
How competitive is Jamel, too?
Well, I hope very. you know, I thought he went in and did a great job. You know, he did the first time and then got nicked up with a hamstring. But I thought he did a really good job, and I thought he had some really outstanding finishes the other day against Oakland. You know, we had two or three right in front of our bench that we got to see up close, and I thought he did a really great job of, you know, like we say, play it all the way till the end, you know, play it to the ground. And he did a great job, got a ball out there and did a nice job.
We used a lot of different looks against the Raiders with one look without a defensive lineman on the field. Now, how much that's based on the quarterback and his experience? How much is that just the personnel reply to what they have on the field?
It's probably a combination of all things. You know, it's trying to get as many of the of our top players on the field at once that we can. Some of it is, you know, situational, you know, and that, but it's really no different than, you know, I guess the comparison would be multiple defensive backs in there to handle a particular grouping that the offense puts out there. And we did the same thing up front in this past game and kind of last couple games.
With a veteran quarterback like Roethlisberger, do you react the same way with multitude of possibilities, or do you just try to keep it simple?
No, I think you've got to be able to you know, change things up, obviously, and you know, the best change ups are always the ones that look like something else, you know, that looks like something you've done, and you know, because they're preparing and training just like we do, you know, based on what they do, and so everybody tries to dress things up a little bit, and then you try to keep doing the same things as many times as you can because that's advantageous for you. But I think I don't think it's necessarily experience or non-experienced, you know, would drive whether we did that or not.
Bob, you guys have, I think it's 11 takeaways this year. That's usually at this point of the season the domain of the teams at the bottom of the league. Is it remarkable to you at all what you've been able to accomplish without having been able to take the ball away, at least doing it?
Yeah, I mean, you just keep thinking that they're going to come to you, but they, for whatever reason, you know, we haven't finished some of those plays off, and you know, we've been fortunate. We've done a better job on the you know, explosive plays. You know, that's helped us. You know, for most of the year, we've done a pretty good job on third down, you know, which is really, you know, I mean, anything you can do on defense to get the ball back, to me, is the most important things that you're doing, whether you take it away in the sense of a turnover takeaway or whether you take it back by downs. That's really what our ultimate job is, you know, allow as few points as possible and get the ball back to the offense as fast as we possibly can. And, you know, that's when I think you're playing really good complementary football, you know, and, you know, I think also the fact that, you know, we've had games here where our offense has, you know, kept the ball for a significant amount of times, you know, which obviously, you know, we play pretty good defense over on the bench. We're pretty damn good, you know, so if any time they can do that, that's really a positive for us. But, yeah, it's really unusual. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, you know, you just – I can't explain it. You know, it's just one of those things, you know.